Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we are learning Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah Perek Bet. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam discussed belief in God, belief in his existence and belief in his unity. And the Rambam begins Perek Bet with two mitzvot about how we are to relate to God. Halacha Aleph, Hakel HaNichbad Banura Hazeh, this honored and awesome God, Mitzvah L'Ahavo U'Lira Mimenu. It's a mitzvah to love him and a mitzvah to fear him. Shneamar ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, the pasuk in Kriyat Shema teaches us we have to love God. Ve'neamar, also in Sefer Dorim, et Hashem Elokecha tira, we have to fear God. Halacha bet ve'heich hi haderech la'avato v'yirato. How does one love God and fear God? B'sha'a sh'yitbonen ha'adam b'ma'asav uv'ru'av ha'niflaim ha'gdolim. When a person looks and examines God's wonderful creations, and discerns in them God's wisdom, which is boundless, he immediately loves God, praises God, and is filled with a strong desire to know God. Famous pasuk in Tehillim, where David talks about Tzama nafshi, my soul thirsts for God. Until now, the Rambam has been discussing Avat Hashem, love of God. Now he gets on to how a person attains fear of God, Yirat Hashem. Ucheshemechashev bidvarim ha'ilu atzman, when he continues to think about these matters, miyad hu nirta l'achorav v'yirav yifchad. He is forced to retreat, take a step back, begins to fear. V'yodea shehu b'riyak tana shfala afela. He realizes that he is a small and insignificant being, omed bedat kalam me'uta lifnei tmim deot, standing with imperfect knowledge in front of God, who is of complete knowledge, perfect knowledge. Kamo shamar David, keresh amecha v'chulei ma enosh kitiz kerenu. As David says, when I see your skies, the heavens, I realize ma enosh kitiz kerenu. What is man that he should even be remembered? He is so insignificant. The Rambam goes on, u'lefi hadvarim ha'elu. Based on what was just said, that examining God's handiwork leads a person to love God and then to fear God, I am going to explain major principles regarding God's handiwork. That they may be an introduction for those who understand them to love God. As Chazal said regarding love of God, Shemitoch kach atamakir et mishamar v'haya ha'ulam. Here, the Rambam, interestingly, is making reference to a Midrash, which actually gives a different understanding of how a person reaches love of God, that the Rambam doesn't mention explicitly here, although he does mention it in the Sefer HaMitzvot. The Midrash on the Pasuk of Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, the Sifri, asks how does one love God? And it answers based on the next Pasuk, Ve'hayu hadvarim ha'eleh, these matters which I'm commanding you, meaning the mitzvot, by examining them, you come to love God. So according to that, a person can really love God through learning about the mitzvot. And as the Midrash ends off with this line that the Rambam references here, that through learning the mitzvot, you understand more about who created the world. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot mentions this as learning Torah is a way to love God as well. But for whatever reason, in the Mishneh Torah, the Rambam does not mention that explicitly. He just alludes to it through this reference to the Midrash. But in the Mishneh Torah, the way he says a person comes to love God is by examining nature and God's creation. Now, from this point on, most of Perek Bet and all of Perek Gimel and Dalet, the Rambam goes on to give his understanding of the structure of the universe, and much of it does not come from Chazal. It's more based on the work of Greek philosophers, and especially Aristotle. So we'll have a little more to say about that in the beginning of the next perek. But just to help us understand the rest of this perek, we need to understand the concepts that the Rambam calls golem and tzura. According to Aristotle, things are created of matter, what the Rambam calls golem, and form, which the Rambam calls tzura. Golem is the actual substance, and tzura is the form, the shape, what it is that gives this object its unique identity. So for instance, a lump of clay would be just golem, but when you make that clay into a nice vase or a statue, that's the tzura. That's the form of it. So the Rambam, as we'll see, talks about things that that have golem and surah, but then also about things that are just pure form without actual substance. That's something which, from a modern scientific viewpoint, is difficult to comprehend. But according to Greek philosophy, that was something which was possible. And Plato, in fact, discusses a world of ideal forms without any substance. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam explains, Kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu bolamo nechlak lishlosha chalakim. Everything which God created in his world can be divided into three types. Mehem bru'im shehem mechubarim migolem v'tzura. There are those things which have matter, substance, and form. V'heim nevim inusadim tamid, and they are constantly created and destroyed. This is most of the things we come across in life. Kamo gufot ha'adam v'abeima v'asochim ha'matechot. A person, an animal, plants, metals, all these things are constantly dying and being created. U'mehem bru'im shehem mechubarim migolem mitzura, aval einam mishtanim miguf leguf mitzura letzura kamo rishonim. Then there are some things which also have matter and form, but do not change at all. They stay constant forever. Their form is fixed in their substance and they stay forever. And these are the celestial spheres. The Rambam will have much more to say about those in the next parak. And the stars inside them. They have a unique kind of matter and a unique kind of form. This again is not in is not consistent with modern scientific theory, which sees the planets and the stars as the same kind of matter as everything else, and indeed, they don't last forever, even though their lifespans are much, much longer than those of other objects that we come across on Earth. U'mehem bru'im tzura b'lo golem klal. And then there are things that are just form with no matter. V'hem ha'malachim, and these are the angels. Shamalachim inan gufu gvia el tzurot nifradot zomizo. The angels have no physical substance; they are only pure form, separated one from the other. Umahu zeh shanavim omrim sheru amalach eish uval kanafayim. When the Navi speaks about seeing an angel as consisting of fire or having wings, hakol b'mareh nevuah v'derechida, all that is purely a vision or some kind of analogy, but it's not that the angel really has wings or really has fire. Lamar she'eino guf, it's just to say that the angel is not physical. Ve'eino kaved k'agufot hakvedim, it doesn't have any weight. Kamo she'nemar k'Hashem Elokecha esh ochlahu, ve'eino esh, just as we spoke in the last parak, God himself is referred to as being a fire, a consuming fire, whereas, of course, God is completely incorporeal. So too, the angels have no physical substance, and the Navi will still perceive them as having fire. Elamashal u'kamoshen amar osem alachav ruchot. The Pasuk in Tehillim refers, in Barchi Nafshi, refers to God making the angels as ruchot, as pure spirit. Halacha hei, uvamei yipardu hatzurot zomizo, v'hare inan gufin. Here, the Rambam has a bit of a problem. He said in the last parak, his proof of God's unity was the fact that God is incorporeal, and the only way for things to be separate one from another is if they have physical characteristics. So if he just explained that the malachim have no physical characteristics, how could they be separated from one another? How can malachim be different? Why isn't there just one malach, like there's one God? So he explains, l'fi she'inan shavin b'mitziyatan, they are not equal in their existence. Ela kol echad mehem lemata melato shel chaveiro. They exist on different levels. V'hu matsui mikocho. Each type of angel, he's about to list 10 different kinds of angels, each one only exists because of the level higher than him. Zed lemala mizeh. V'akol nimsi mikocho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tuvo. And ultimately, all these levels of malachim exist because of the existence of God. V'zeu sh'armad shlomo b'chokhmato v'amar ki gavoa me'al gavoa shomer. Pasuk in Kohelet, shomer seems to refer to malachim, and gavoa me'al gavoa refers to these different levels that the Rambam was just describing. Halachavav, zeh sh'amarnu lemata mimalato einam ma'alat makom. When we speak about the malachim being on different levels, that doesn't mean that in terms of place, that one is literally above the other in terms of location. Kamosh adam shiyoshev lamal mechavero, like one person might sit above another person. Ela kamosh omrim bishnei chachamim shachad gadol mechavero bechokhma shulamala me'alato shel zeh. Just like we would talk about two sages, that one is wiser than the other, so he's on a higher level. Kamosh omrim be'ila shilamala min ha'alul. Ilah means reason, and Alul means consequence. So when we talk about a reason and a consequence, a parent and a child, so the parent is on a higher level than the child, not judgment as human beings, of course, but just in the sense that the parent is the reason for the child's existence. So that's what we mean here as well when it comes to the malachim. At the reason we can speak about one type of malach being at a higher level than a second is because the first is responsible for the existence of the second. Halacha Zayin, Shinui Shmot Malachim, Al Shem Malotam Hu. There are different names to the malachim on different levels. Lefichach Nikraim, and now the Rambam lists the 10 levels of malachim. Chayot HaKodesh, V'hem L'mala Min HaKol, the highest level are what are called Chayot HaKodesh, V'ofanim, V'erelim, V'chashmalim, U'srafim, U'malachim, V'eluhim, U'vnei Eluhim, U'churvim, V'ishim. So these are 9 more after Chayot HaKodesh, representing 9 additional levels of angels, each one lower than the one before. Kol Elu Asara Shemot Shnigru Ben HaMalachim, Ashem Esra HaMalot Shelehem Hem. Each malach is at its own, each type, as we said, is at its own level. Umala she'en lamala mimena ela malat hakel baruch shemo himalat hatzurot shenikreit chayot. The first one, chayot hakodesh, that's the highest level, which is second only to the level of God. Lefichach ne'mar banevuah shem tachat hakiseh. Yechezkel, in one of his prophecies, sees the chayot hakodesh, which are right adjacent to the throne of God. So that's indicate that these are the highest level. Umalas sirit, the lowest level of malachim, the last one mentioned in the list before, himala tatsura shenikreit ishim. That's the one called ishim, because they communicate with people. They are the malachim who speak to the prophets
and appear to them in prophecies.
Because they are closest to the level of man, they're able to speak to people. They are called ishim precisely because they are the closest level to human beings. All these types of malachim that we listed, all these types of angels, recognize God, they understand God in a way that humans cannot. Kol tzura v'tzura lefi malata, each one understands according to its level. V'lo kafi godlo, none of them understand God in his full glory. Afilu mala rishona, inai chola lasig amitata borei kama shehi, ela datak tzara lehasig. Even the highest level, the chayot hakodesh, cannot perceive God completely. However, it does comprehend more than the level of angels below it. And so forth until the lowest level, each one understands God at a higher level than the next one. But even that lowest level of angel understands God more than a human is able to, a human who is composed of matter and form, golem and tzura. And none of these, even the angels, know God in the way that God knows himself. And now for the rest of this perek, the Rambam discusses God's knowledge of himself. It becomes very abstract and abstruse, and the Rambam himself alludes to that fact towards the end, that these are things which to understand on more than a very superficial level, one really needs to sit down and study the philosophy much more deeply. Halachatet kol hanimtzaim chutz min haborei, mitzura rishona ad yitush katan sheyeh b'tibur haaretz.
Everything that exists aside from God, from the highest level of angels down to the lowly mosquito,
hakol mikoach amito nimtzu, all only exist because of God's truth. Ulefishu yodea tzmo makir godlo v'tivar tov amito hu yodea kol. And since God understands his own greatness and splendor and truth, he knows everything. There is nothing hidden from God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makir amito v'yodea ota kamot shehi. God understands his own truth
as it really is in its complete sense. Ve'eino yodea b'dea shehi chutz mimenu.
God's knowledge does not exist outside of him. Kamo she'anu yodin. She'en anu v'datenu echad. In the case of human beings, we can speak about a person, and we can speak about a person's knowledge, and those two things are different. The person and his knowledge are separate. Aval haborei hu v'dato v'chayav echad mikol tzad u'mikol pina. We cannot speak of such a distinction when it comes to God. God and God's existence, his life, and God's knowledge are all one. Shemalei haya chai b'chayim v'yodea b'deya hayusham elohot harbei. If God had a normal kind of life and a normal kind of knowledge, there would be multiple gods. Hu v'chayav v'dato. God himself, God's knowledge, God's life, all of these are infinite, and each would be a separate God, which is impossible. Since God is one in the ultimate level of unity,
all these things must be considered as one.
Nimseita Omer, Hu Hayodea, Huvehu Hayadua, Vehu Hadea Atzma, Hakol Echad. He who knows God, Vehu Hayadua, that which God knows, and the knowledge itself, all are one. Vedavarze Ein Koach Bapelo Omro. The Rambam realizes what a difficult statement this is, and he says this kind of thing, it's difficult for the mouth to utter it. V'loba ozen l'shomo, it's difficult for the ear to hear it and understand it. V'loba lev ha'dam l'akiro al burio, and it's very difficult for a person's mind, the Rambam uses the term lev here to refer to a person's mind, to really understand it properly. L'fichach omrin che faro v'che nafshecha, v'en omrin che Hashem. The word che really means the life of. So the Torah can talk about the life of Paro, the life of your soul, one person talking to another. But when we talk about Hashem, we don't say che Hashem, the life of God, because that would imply that the life of God and God are separate. Rather, we say chai Hashem, Hashem lives, to just express this idea that Hashem and his life and his knowledge are all one. Because the creator, God, and his life are not two different concepts, like is the case when it comes to people or when it comes to the angels. God does not know that which is created through perception of the object itself. He knows them simply because they are themselves part of his complete full knowledge. Since God knows himself, he knows everything else. Everything, as it were, relies on God for its own existence. The things which we discussed in these two chapters, Parakim Aleph and Bet, this is just like one drop in the ocean of what can be explained in this matter. The matters discussed in these two prakim are what Chazal referred to as Maaseh Merkava. Merkava means chariot, and this is a reference to the Nevuah, the prophecy in the beginning of Sefer Yechezkel, where Yechezkel sees a very elaborate chariot with different kinds of angels. And so the term Maaseh Merkava refers to the study of the different kinds of angels and their relationship to each other and to God. Chazal commanded in the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Chagiga that these matters should not be taught in public, but rather to a single student only. And even then, only if that student is truly wise and able to understand on his own. And even then, the teacher only provides the students with the chapter headings, as it were, and teaches him a little bit of the matter. And the student, if he's truly wise, will on his own understand the rest of the details and arrive at the depth of the matter. And so too, the Rambam here is only giving us a taste of this Maaseh Merkava and not all the details. Udvarim elu, dvarim amukim hem ad lemaod, these things are extremely deep. Ve'en kol dat v'dat ruya lesovlan, not every person is able to understand them. V'alehem amar Shlomo b'chokhmato derech mashal, kvasim l'vushecha. Shlomo HaMelech in Sefer Mishlei, the Rambam is referencing a pasuk here, kvasim l'vushecha. On the simple level, the perek there, perek Kav Zayin, is referring to how a person should take care of his property, and from his sheep, be able to get clothing from the wool. But the Rambam understands this as a drasha. It doesn't literally talk about, sheep, and not really talking about clothing. This is how Chazal explained that pasuk. Those things which are part of the created in the furnace of the world, Kivshono, a play on the word Kvasim, referring to the angels and those in the immediate vicinity of God, Yulil Vushecha.
The knowledge and study of these matters should be like your clothing. That is to say,
close to you, Klamar Lecha Levadcha, they should be your personal possession, your personal knowledge. Valti Drosh Otan Rabim, don't discuss them in public. Valihem Amar, Yulecha Levadecha, Ve'im Nizarim Itach. Another pasuk in Mishlei, this should be only for you and not to anyone else, not to any other stranger. Valehen amar dvash v'chalav tachat eshonech, the honey and milk under your tongue. Kach pershu chachamim harishonim, dvarim she'en kidvash v'chalav yu tachat eshonech. Those things which are sweet, like honey and milk, that is truly understanding this maaseh merkava, they should be under your tongue. That is, you could keep them private, only discuss them in this very limited forum.
That is to teach it to a single student, who is wise enough to understand all the details from the Rashi Prakim, the chapter headings that are taught to him.
And with that, we conclude the second parak of Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.